An army for the Lord. A well-trained army, men and women are not to be spiritually dwarfed by a connection with the church, but strengthened, elevated, ennobled, prepared for the most sacred work ever committed to mortals. It is the Lord's purpose to have a well-trained army, ready to be called into action at a moment's notice. This army will be made up of well-disciplined men and women, who have placed themselves under influences that have prepared them for service. To encourage one another in faithful service, there is need of a great reformation in our ranks. The ministers who are drawing pay from the conference need to ask themselves the question, am I a faithful worker? Am I a spiritual help to the church? There are those who demand high wages for their labors, but who bring few souls into the truth to stand steadfast and true to its principles. It is time for our ministers to humble their hearts before the Lord, and bear a straight, convincing testimony to the people. It is time for them to labor earnestly to increase the membership of the churches, leading all to a thorough understanding of the truth for this time. The Lord wants living members in His church, men and women who will encourage one another in faithful service. For examples of the public ministry of Ellen White, see